Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the 50 Shades of Kay podcast with host Elizabeth Kay, a podcast designed to empower, enlighten, and entertain with perspectives that most women are thinking, but not always saying. This is 50 Shades of Kay.
Well, you know that you need to take care of your mental health, your physical health. You need to eat well. But what about your sleep? How many hours of sleep do you really need? And what if you're struggling to get a good night's sleep? Well, there are a couple things that you can do to help you get that night's sleep that you crave, that you need. Because getting a good night's sleep is just as important as your mental and your physical and your emotional health. And I'm joined this morning with a friend of mine, Lisa Gibb, who offers lifestyle solutions for men and women by offering concierge level services with carefully vetted brands. And she and I were talking just a few weeks ago about sleep and everything that she has learned about the importance of a good night's sleep and how to achieve it from one of the brands that she is working with, Somvi. Lisa, thanks for being on the 50 Shades of Kay podcast today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Sleep is so important. I'm so excited to talk about it.
It is important. And we all know what it feels like to wake up on the wrong side of the bed. And you have a couple of tips of what people can do to really ensure that they are getting a good night's sleep. But before we get into that, why is it so important for people to get a good night's sleep?
Sleep is really, really integral to your health, and the CDC has named it as a public health crisis.
Wow.
The National Sleep Foundation puts it as one of three things, fitness, nutrition, and sleep, that are the most important to a well lifestyle. It's just really, really critical. And without sufficient sleep, you're 300% more likely to catch a cold. How about COVID? I'm sure that played a big role for some people that were highly stressed and didn't sleep well. One night of bad sleep, you're more likely to consume 500 to 800 extra calories the next day, because that's due to a heightened sense of smell because of the hormones that regulate our sleep. And if you have a hard time losing weight, getting only 6 hours of sleep per night can increase our obesity rate by 23%, 5 hours by 50%, and 4 hours by 73%. So it's pretty critical. Like, even athletes, it's super important. LeBron James has a sleep coach and gets 10 to 11 hours of sleep per night because it's really important. And statistically, athletes perform better when and are more accurate with better sleep. Teenagers, my gosh, their brains are so tired. And they need... I know, and they need 8 to 10 hours of sleep. How many teenagers really get that? And they need that to drain and clear out their really packed brain so that new information can come in. You know, they stay up all night because they want to study for a test, but they're much better off going to bed early and getting up early to study, just to give their brain a break.
Yeah, you're right. People do that. They stay up as late as they can, and then they, you know, maybe sleep in, or they still get up early. But you mentioning that LeBron James has a sleep coach, and that really says something, how important it is to sleep, especially if now the Center for Disease Control is saying it's a public health epidemic, because we've all had those mornings where we wake up on the wrong side of the bed, or we wake up and we don't feel well. And that is a domino effect that affects how you are when you're getting ready. That affects how you interact with your family, how you interact on the road in traffic or with your coworkers. So it is definitely important to get a good night's sleep. But what are some of the tips to getting a good night's sleep?
Well, the funny thing is, and there's some kind of, I just have a few tips. Sleep is so complex. So I'm kind of focusing today more on the sleep environment a little bit, but it's very complex. And the funny thing is that waking up is really one of the most important things to a good night's sleep. So it's all about a good day's awakening. So how you manage your lifestyle and your nutrition, your stress, your environment anchors your day to set us up for restorative sleep. Actually, you would think maybe that stress and lifestyle and nutrition were the most important, but environment in your sleep sanctuary is the most important. What I think is super interesting is that adults have 90-minute sleep cycles that need to be that they need to have to be able to complete 4 to 5 times per night to feel our best.
Really? I've never heard that before.
I hadn't either until all this information I'm talking to you about I learned from a sleep educator. And it's really interesting. Mindset, super, super important. Practicing gratitude is really impactful. It keeps us in a more positive mental state. Avoiding negative news is really important. So can you imagine last year?
Yeah, I mean, you think about when you watch the news or you're on your phone, and if that's the last thing you do before you go to bed. I mean, I can speak personally. Last year when there were, you know, the protests and things were going on, and it was such a intense time, and as an empath, I feel a lot of different emotions around me. I was honestly having nightmares. I'm not one that has nightmares because there was so much going on in the world, and that affected everything from my sleep to the next day. And I had, for the first time ever, a panic attack last year. Because it was just so much was going on. And I mean, COVID, it was a lot. But yes, I told myself I cannot be watching news or reading news a couple hours before bed because it was so in my brain that I was having these dreams.
And that's so true. And it's hard. You want to stay on top of things, and particularly with what you do. But that 2 to 3 hours, it's funny you brought that up because not only is consuming that not a good thing for you, but the light regulation is a powerful guide for your body. So being in front of the TV or the phone is not a good thing right before you go to bed, because light rays influence our chemistry and our behavior, and they keep us in sync with the flow of the day. So you want to be telling your body as you're going to sleep that it's time to go to sleep. Your brain is really very powerful. It knows what to do, but we need to give it the ability to do that. You want to be in a cool environment. Really, 60 to 67 degrees is the most important. But getting back to that light thing is what kickstarts our day is our circadian rhythm. So in order to boost our alertness and our energy, you want to open up your blinds or your drapes or whatever first thing in the morning and take in the natural light. The light going through the optic nerve helps to kickstart that circadian rhythm. You also want to go outside at midday and take in some natural light, 10 to 15 minutes without sunglasses. It helps to promote the release of hormones needed for sleep at night, mostly serotonin and melatonin, which help regulate that. And then at night, conversely, you want to kind of get rid of that light, especially artificial sources of light.
And by artificial sources of light, you mean your lamp, your phone?
Yes, your phone, your cable boxes. There are lights that can be really disruptive to sleep, but even street lights, porch lights that can come through a window if you need darkening blinds, because the cooler and the darker your sleep sanctuary is, the better you're going to sleep, because our eyes actually filter light even when they're closed. Like you can get little, even from Amazon, you can get little black decals to cover, say, your cable box light or your charging battery light.
Oh, I'm all about it. The darker, the better. I mean, we have the darkened window treatments. I mean, my gosh, if I go on vacation, I need to bring that sleep mask because the darker just knocks me right out. I mean, it's so important. And it's really eye-opening, though, how all these little lights. I mean, I think about a light that we have on a fan in our room, and I had to put duct tape over it because I would still, that little blue light, I would still see that blue light.
Well, you know, being an empath, you just intuitively knew these things. You're doing all the right things.
Oh, boy. I hope so. But I also know I'm someone that does need a lot of sleep, too. And I have no shame in that. People kind of tease me about it, but I know that I'm no good to anybody if I don't get at least 7 hours of sleep. Anything less than that, watch out, world.
Well, and that's true. And 7 to 9 hours is the average. And everybody's body clock is a little bit different. And there are apps out there that you can get that can determine what is the best time for you to wake up. Like, I know that I naturally wake up at a certain time. And if I go back to sleep after that, I tend to be groggier. Kind of like if you try to take a nap and you wake up and you take too long of a nap, you're groggier. So there is a natural rhythm, and you need to honor that. You need to honor your body's needs.
Well, I like how you talked about going to sleep and that nighttime routine should be a ritual, and that you have everyone has their ritual of getting ready in the morning. I mean, everyone probably does about the same thing when it comes to their work week, especially maybe weekends, everything gets thrown off. But that same ritual in the morning, you're saying it's important to have that same ritual at night. Why is that?
It guides your body. It helps you prepare for sleep. It helps your body to wind down, your brain to wind down, and just prepare for sleep. Just like you need to prepare for your day's work, you need to prepare for sleep too. And during the day, you also want to make sure that, and this was probably hard for a lot of people during quarantine time, is you need to make sure that you're moving enough. You can't be sedentary. You know, you've heard it said that sedentary is really the new smoking, but it's really true. You need to get outside and get some fresh air, stretch in the morning and at night, incorporate nighttime yoga poses perhaps. But this also is really important to your physical, but also your mental being.
Yes, it really is. And just to recap here, you're talking about how important it is to really anchor yourself when it comes to how you start your morning and how you wake up, getting your mindset right, light regulation, eliminating artificial light, movement that you just talked about, the sleep environment, how, you know, the temperature in the room and everything like that. What is your nighttime routine, Lisa?
Well, I tend to go to bed at about the same time every single night, and I find that if I go to bed a little bit later, I just don't sleep as well. It's really important we keep our temperature really low at night, really dark. I also have, my bedding is so darn comfortable. I've got my thermal regulation taken care of by what I have on top of my bed and below, you know, underneath me, as well as the temperature in my room. And I've got my pillows just right, so my spinal alignment's good, and I don't toss and turn. And that's the other thing, is that you want to make sure that your bed is super comfortable, because it takes the pressure off of your joints. It allows for spinal alignment and temperature regulation to be what they need to be. So that's what I've really taken care of. And I do need to probably do a better job of not being either on the phone or in front of the TV prior, but that's about the only time during the day that I do that.
Yeah.
So
I know you're busy. You're always on the go. But when you talk about the comfort of the bed, we all know what it's like to go on vacation and sleep in a bad hotel bed, and then you miss your bed at home. If someone's listening to this and that's not what's happening to you, you deserve a bed and bedding that you love, because think of how many nights you're sleeping in your room, in your bed. I mean, for some people, it might be 365 nights. It could be that. It might be a full year. Maybe you aren't someone that's traveling often, but you really should treat yourself. And you talk about the pillows. What should people keep in mind when it comes to the pillows that they should have? There's so many different shapes and sizes.
Well, it just depends upon your sleep position. So depending upon whether you sleep on, if you sleep on your stomach, you're going to want a flatter pillow. If you sleep on your back or your side, there's a lot of people layer pillows. I layer pillows. And it just depends really on your body. I work with a lot of people where I'll just literally have them lay down and I'll see how well they're aligned. And it just depends upon everybody's neck, how long their neck is, how concave it is, you know, that kind of thing. But there are really the best thing for temperature regulation is always natural fibers like cotton, so cotton pillowcases, because it's going to breathe down, or wool, because it regulates temperature better. Wool is moisture wicking, and some people do have a little bit of allergy to down, but it just depends upon the down and how it was washed and things like that. But Pillows are really, really personal. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah, they are. And if you don't like your pillow, pillows shouldn't break the bank. So get rid of it and get one that you like, because you deserve, again, to rest your head in a pillow that you love.
Because it determines your spinal alignment. And if your spine is in alignment and you're comfortable, you're not going to toss and turn. And it's going to reduce that. I think I already mentioned the stress on your joints. And when you're not tossing and turning, you're getting a better night's sleep.
And then you'll wake up feeling refreshed. And like we talked about before, how important that is to your physical, your emotional, and your mental health. Now, I know, Lisa, that you partner with Somvi. Let's talk about bedding and with Somvi. Thread count. Is this important? Because everybody talks about thread count. Oh, I just went to the store and I got sheets with 1,000 thread count. What is the truth behind thread count?
For $39.99, yes. I was that sucker myself. And I had no idea when Somvi came to my forefront. I didn't really quite understand the whole bedding business, and I didn't really understand how sleep wellness had to do with bedding. And it took me a while, and I really joined the company because of the culture and the people, but very quickly understood what it meant. And the myth of the higher the thread count, the closer to heaven is just not true at all, because when you go a certain level above certain count of threads, the quality actually gets worse. So it's really the thread that counts, not the thread count. You want a long, stable cotton because that's the longest and strongest cotton fiber. And when you see that higher thread count, it's not a single ply, which is what you want. You want a single ply, long strand cotton.
So the opposite of the toilet paper, you want the single ply, you're saying?
Yes. True. I never thought about that.
That's something that we can remember here. And yes, also just how you said that a certain count of threads, you're saying the quality gets worse. So, okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. Explain this now so we can all understand.
It's okay. So it gets worse because what they have to do when they have two ply, when they say 1,000 thread count, it's not 1,000 single ply long strand cotton. It's two ply where they've taken and twisted the fabric with inferior yarns, and what it does is it makes a weaker quality fabric because there are more ends that are exposed, and that's where you get lint and pilling and holes, and they don't wear as well. Too high of a thread count just won't wear well with daily use either. It's like, even if you got a long strand single ply cotton in, say, 500 thread count, which you can do that up to about 500 or 600 thread count, but if you get to that point, it's kind of like wearing your finest clothes out to do yard work. You know, it's just not, you're sleeping on this. You know, you can't wear something that's delicate and sleep on it for 8 hours, which, by the way, we were talking earlier about your sleep in your life, and you sleep for a third of your life, or you should be sleeping for a third of your life. So that's where all this becomes extremely important to look at.
Yeah. And when you talk about the amount of time that you're in bed, I kind of had a little bit of an aha moment when you said that, when you talked about how you're in bed for hopefully about 8 hours a night. Imagine if you're wearing the same clothes every day for 8 hours. Like, you definitely want to have, you want to have quality. I've never thought of it like that, Lisa. And this is making me think about all the sheets that we have at our house and all the bedding, because the quality does matter. And you're wearing it, sleeping with it every day.
It really does. And the other thing that really matters is not having chemical treatments on the sheets or on any of your bedding, because, like, for example, it's great to have wrinkle-free sheets, right?
Yeah.
It's really nice not to have balled-up, wrinkled sheets. Well, do you know what is on those sheets to make them wrinkle-free?
Oh,
it's
no.
It's usually formaldehyde.
Oh, no. And then you want to rub your face on that, on your pillow? No, thank you.
Uh-huh. Yep. So what we have at Somvi is 100% cotton, period. And we do have organic, which is certified organic, and we have non-organic, too. But we don't add chemicals to even our 100% cotton non-organic. So there is wrinkle, but it's healthy.
It is healthy, and that's going to help you get a healthy night's sleep, which will in turn keep you healthy. Thank you so much for talking with me today, Lisa. And I know people probably have questions and they want to reach out and connect with you. We're going to link everything up at 991themix.com. Lisa Gibb, that's G-I-B-B, .somvie.com. Somvie is S-O-M-N-V-I-E. Lisa, if you had to pick your absolute favorite sheets with Somvie, which ones would they be? Okay, I'll give you two.
Okay, the sheets is easy for me, but I'm a little different. I like our cool and crisp sheets, which are kind of like those thick, crinkly sheets that you get at a really nice hotel. Our most popular is what's called buttery and soft, and it's a Supima cotton. So that's what most people love. I love our thick, crisp, cool and crisp sheets. I love them.
Oh my gosh, but sleeping in something that's described as buttery? I mean, that sounds amazing. Well, I appreciate you talking with all of us about the importance of a good night's sleep and some ways that we can make adjustments. Hopefully tonight, someone will make an adjustment tonight so they can get a better night's sleep. And I feel like over time, they'll realize, if not already the next morning, how that impacts the rest of their day after a good night's sleep. This is all
Absolutely.
Really important stuff. Thank you, Lisa, for being on 50 Shades of K today.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thanks for bringing this to everybody's attention. So important.
This has been the 50 Shades of K podcast with host Elizabeth K. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. Make sure to subscribe on iTunes and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.